Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
They started arguing. After the service, people were arguing about the miracle. They were saying, it cannot be, it cannot be. How did it happen? It cannot be. Including my assistant was questioning that miracle. So while they're arguing, I started tapping. I said, this is very interesting. Now there was no proof that this man was as a grass eye. The grass has turned into flesh. The other eye is as perfect as the other eye. Now there is no proof. The proof erased. The only proof we have is doctor's paper. God is going to do something in your life that people cannot even explain it. Even the closest people to you will not understand what God will do with your life. They'll say it's impossible, but God says it's possible. I am doing something that will be mind-blowing, shocking. I believe we are living in a time where God wants to do something that the world cannot do. To glorify Jesus. One of the reasons why all these schools were being saved is because the miracles were God's adverts for salvation. Most of our meetings I've had, it was out of curiosity. Let's go and listen to him to see if he's real or if the stuff is real. Out of that curiosity, they get touched from God. I've seen atheists come to know the Lord. Without preaching to them, they just come to the meeting like this. Wow, they're thinking a miracle takes place. I was in Germany, in Munich. A group of pastors and evangelical, they were talking about me and said, I don't think those miracles happen. That little boy, because I was really skinny before I started going to the gym. He said, that little boy is just a fanatic. He's just like a jock. He's talking about God heals and God does this. We should stop him. Wow, they're saying they should stop me. There was a blind man next to them. His eyes got open, said, I can see. I was blind. Now I can see. This is recorded. If you Google Jesus Loves You German 2006, you will find all that information about me. They're talking about the World Cup guy who did that. They made a whole documentary about it. I didn't even care about it. I was busy preaching the gospel. They told me I won a European Oscar. Who cares? I didn't even go and pick it up because I didn't know. I wasn't doing it for that. People, we need to be consumed with the love of God. We need to be obsessed to do God's will. We need to be obsessed with his word. We need to be so full with God's word. God wants to bring revival in your personal life. And is releasing angels of wisdom. There are 5 bodyguards that God wants to give you. One bodyguard is, if you're writing down or if you don't have, it's online anyway. Go to Dunamis, you can rewatch this. So don't forget, don't think about writing. Just you can write your notes later. Just go to Dunamis site and you can watch it and write your notes. Now just listen and tune your spirit. Amen. Number one bodyguard, God is sending an angel of wisdom in this new generation. Another bodyguard, God is sending the spirit of knowledge because the world do not know the word of God. They know the polluted word of God, the compromised word of God. God is bringing the real word that the apostles carried. The word of God, the true knowledge of God, not the knowledge of the world. Today, wrong knowledge has filled the earth. But they're coming a new knowledge that's going to fill the earth. The knowledge of the word of God. And God wants you to be God's knowledge. He wants you to be the word of God to this generation and generation to come. God is sending an angel of knowledge. The third bodyguard that God is sending to you is understanding. God is going to send an angel that is going to bring understanding to enlightenment illuminate your mind to be able to see the Word of God like the way God wrote it through the Holy Spirit. The fourth bodyguard that is going to come, an angel that God is going to send, is discretion, the ability to choose right. The ability to choose right. God is sending an angel of discretion, the angel to help you choose the right, to make the right decision. That's why I wrote the book, The Game of Decisions. Most of the decisions we make, ungodly decisions, they have a lot of problems today. Some of you are demon possessed because of a decision that somebody made. Some of you have demon issues, witchcraft issues because of the decisions. Demons come from two doors, mainly. Through the inheritance, the bloodline, and through the involvement of things you get involved. Just these two. Those through the bloodline, they are called strongholds because they owe the blood. Life is in the blood. So when you talk about a stronghold, it is something that is in your blood. You cannot protect yourself from because you are breathing that thing, you're walking in that thing, it's in your blood. It's part of your life. But the Spirit of God will come and destroy that stronghold and change your bloodline to Jesus' blood. You find that, let's say you're living in a house, you're occupying, or let's say you're renting a house, then they evict you, leave their house. God forbid, you're not going to be evicted. I'm not prophesying for that. You can leave their house empty, but it's still going to have the foundation. But if you want to destroy the foundation of the house, it's so difficult than leaving the house empty. So some of your demons have left you, but the stronghold is still holding the foundation of your house. God wants to destroy the strongholds so that within your bones you can carry the fire that will go from one generation to a generation. Instead of your children inheriting curses, generational curses, let them inherit the power of God, the fire of God in their bones, in their veins, in their blood, in their DNA. When they hear of your name, they say, the walkers, they carry the spirit of a revival. This is the daughter of who and who and who. This is the son of who and who. They are describing the fire that has been moved from one generation to another generation. The glory that has been moved from one generation to another generation. The power that has moved from one generation to another generation. No more will the children of the Christian be backsliders and start doing evil, because they will not carry that curse of your forefather. They will carry the inheritance of the power and the move of God that is within your blood. Life is in the blood. From one generation to generation, revival to revival. We are breaking that curse that children, pastors, kids, they don't serve God. No, they will inherit the power. They will serve God. The believers, I've noticed some parents, especially the well-to-do parents, they leave their children at home playing video games. And they're afraid to talk to them about God because they're afraid they might leave their home. And they go to church by themselves. That should not happen. This new power, your kids will cry out, I want what my daddy has. I want what my mommy has. I want that power. I want that glory. That's my inheritance. The frames of God's power. God is breaking the strongholds. He's destroying the houses that were built on the foundation of demonic. He's destroying it and is building a new church, a new house, a new believer that will carry the power and the glory of God, that the frames of God's glory shall go all over the world. And the sick will look for you to be healed. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord. Say the dimensions of God's glory.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
It's God's dream to birth a body that gives birth to Jesus. God is destroying that cycle, that grip, or the spirit that has held the church captive, the believer captive. Is sending forth these bodyguards, wisdom, the ability to apply the God's power properly. Nourish to have the right God kind of knowledge. Yes. Yes. Not the word kind of knowledge. Yes. There are many knowledges today. God kind of knowledge that brings freedom and health and life and prosperity. It's God's. You know, today people argue about prosperity message. We're not even supposed to preach about prosperity, or Jesus didn't talk even about prosperity, because we are from the kingdom of prosperity. It's who we are. When you're around wealthy people, they don't talk about money. They have it. They talk about great ideas about what is the next big thing. They're not talking about how much thousands or how millions of dollars. They don't talk about that because they have it. Come on. They don't even talk about what can they buy, they cannot buy. They just think about what I do I need, and they go and get it. It's poor people start to argue about money is bad, this is bad. That's how the enemy has held captive. You are the child of prosperity. You are the child of glory. You are the child of favor. You are who you are, daughter and son of God. You are who you are. Prosperity is within your DNA. Now you must understand that when you have the right knowledge, then you will have the spirit of understanding. Then you will have the spirit of discretion to choose right. Discernment, discretion. Then the number five bodyguard, another angel that will be accompanying you. I've given you five angels. The angel of righteousness. For the righteous shall rise like a palm tree. Amen. They will be strong and beautiful like a palm tree. Yes. The nation is exalted when the righteous is put into leadership. Your house becomes a right house when there is righteousness in the home. Yes. Community become a right community, shining community, because it's built on righteousness. So God is going to give you the spirit of righteousness. Amen. Now, with the spirit of favor will come the presence of favor to sustain wisdom, to sustain knowledge, understanding, discretion, and righteousness. You need the favor of God. That's why God, he's sending these bodyguards. The anointing upon your life cannot be celebrated without the favor of God. The giftings and the talents cannot be utilized or used if there is no favor. God is bringing revival with favor. God, he's raising up believers that will walk in signs and wonders and miracles, and they have favor with newspapers to write about them. That's what happened in Azusa. They started writing about this move of God, this crazy move of God, where there was no black and white, there was nothing, no slave, no, nobody, no slave or free. They were all one, crying and seeking the Lord. They were shocked. See, these people, they're like one, crying out to God, who's showing up in flames of fire. As people laid the newspapers, they started looking for Azusa. That's how Azusa spread out. God's favor will give you favor with media. Right media. In the name of Jesus. You're going into a new dimension. Just came from Arizona, a secular, one of the book largest secular place. They selected me to be a winning author in the world. They're not even saved. If I tell you some of the books that were winning there, I wouldn't like to promote them. They aren't everything that I'm preaching about. But among all those, there was one favorite author that I contacted years ago when I was a kid. They never responded to me. It's called the author, this one I can talk about it. It's a chicken soup. A soup for your soul. I loved the author. They never responded to me. I don't know how many emails. Then I gave up. When I was trying to write my first book, I wanted the guidance from them. Guess what? I won the same award.
Come on.
On the same stage.
Come on.
With this man. He's over 70 years. He wrote that book like 50 years ago. On the same stage, didn't I? I said, who are you? I said, oh yeah, I lot the chicken soup for the soul. I said, is this not an old book that is everywhere? I said, yeah, we sold 8 million copies. There we're standing as both winners.
Come on.
Faith,
come on.
Favor
come on.
Is an equalizer.
Yes.
Favor is an equalizer. When they lot that book, I was a baby. No, I was not born.
Yeah.
I was not born. I'm sure a window was still there.
Yeah.
I love window, you know, it's amazing. Window is always live and loud. Alive! We need people to be alive like him. So I begin to say, you don't know what it means for me to win an award with you. When I read your book, I was so impressed, the style it was written. It says, now we are buddies, let's exchange numbers. I said, wow. Then God told me, he said, because you desired it, and I knew one day I'll fulfill it for you, so that you know that those that walk with God, yeah. God will perform their desires. Nothing just happens. God prepares you and fulfills it.
Yes.
You must not be lied to. The righteous shall flourish. God will not disappoint you. God will fulfill everything that he has promised you within his economy. If I was you, I'll dream so big and so high to give room to the Holy Spirit to begin to fulfill those things. People, God's movement, it will be much more greater than the past movements that you ever heard. Because we are living in the new generation with new technology, and God is doing a new move. Do not look somewhere else. God is looking at you. Sometimes you say, God used that one. No, God says, I want to use you. God has picked you. You must know that God will not disappoint you. I remember I was in the street of South Africa. Compassion. Don't do this, but unless you're crazy like me and you really know God. Found this man was crippled. He had two crutches. I wept, looked at him, and I was with my friends from Ohio, actually, but we were in South Africa. Went and picked that person like a joke. I grabbed those crutches. I said, "You don't need them anymore. Walk." And the man went like, and started to walk. And he walked. Then I started to laugh. I was laughing. I said, I looked like I was crazy, but the man was starting to walk. I still have that picture somewhere. The my friends from Cleveland, Ohio, they took a picture real quick. They sent it to me. Say, remember the first time we were walking together? He did something so crazy that scared us. So when they are with me, they were saying, "I hope you're not gonna do anything else to make their heart jump out of our chest." And the man walked. Then at the end of the day, I wasn't even nice. I just dropped those crutches. I said, "You don't need them, bye." I kept walking. And the man was like, "So much fun to walk with Jesus." Yeah. You need to surrender your life as quickly as you can. You need to make up your life, your mind to follow Jesus so that you don't miss out the fun. You don't miss out the joy. You don't miss out the miracles, the signs and wonders. You need to come back to Jesus as quickly as you can. There's so much fun. I'm telling you, if you're living a half Christian life, you're missing out. You are missing out the fun. Somebody told me, "I've never seen you sad." Why can I have, why should I be sad when I have fun all the time? March 23rd, 2024. One of my assistants, Pauline, she's in San Francisco. She calls me, she said, "Our cousin has died in sleep." And I was just coming from the gym doing some little exercise. I never used to exercise, but have people forced me, but they have managed. Now I love the gym, before it was not. It wasn't fun. I had so many issues. I said, "No, I don't want to go to the gym today." But this person forced me. So you have to go to the gym today. Have to go to the gym today. Now I love it. Now I sing myself. So I'm just coming from the gym. And I am on this FaceTime. Because she FaceTimed me. I wish I was able to. Adam, give them the picture. I feel like, give the picture so they can put the picture of that one. This lady, because this young girl, 14 years old, who died, it gripped my heart. She wasn't calling me so I can raise her from the dead. She was just calling me so I can comfort the family. Then I became powerless in that very moment, like, "Where are you, my God?" I prayed for 5 minutes. Our pause never came back. Nothing was happening. I prayed again. Nothing happened. God can use frustration and anger. Don't be angry for wrong things. I was upset at the spirit of death.
Come on.
I was upset that my prayers were not working. So both combination, I took it personal to God.
Come on. Yeah.
And I felt God say, "You're not taking charge."
Come on.
Then I said, "You spirit of death,
come on.
Come out of our body." And I said, "Kay, come back into your body." Then the Lord said, "Speak to the wind, speak to the earth, speak to the elements, speak to heaven, speak to everything, shut the doors, and let our spirit just have nowhere to go but to just come back in the body. So I said, I speak to the earth. She cannot be buried. You have earth, you have to reject her.
Come on.
I spoke to heaven. I said, my Lord, I am your son. Shut the heaven for her. She cannot enter now. It's no time. I spoke to the wind. Blew her into her body back. Now I say, Kay, come back. Then I said, how did she come back? She said, no, she's still dead. I got more mad and sad. Then I just said, the Lord said, just demand in the atmosphere. She's already here. I said, right now she's coming into this body and her pose is back now. In Jesus' name. And the mother said, our pause is back. Did they put the picture there? That is Pauline. That's me. This, that. Oh, it's not. Okay. She was raised from the dead. This is last month. I stopped everything that afternoon. It was 12 in noontime. Yeah. So that young girl lying like this, she's dead right there. She died in her sleep. They're just waiting to take her to the mortuary. That's all they were waiting. And that's me there, I was wearing. And that's Pauline. She works with me. And that's our cousin. This girl, she's alive today. She's alive. And I want you to stand to your feet and begin to thank God for the life that she did. Thank God that that young girl is saved, is alive and well. And I asked the Lord, I said, she's too.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.